Oh, it's great to be back after a short break. Thanks to Hannah for filling in for me while I was away.
Now, coming up, the Bendigo Festival of Australian Film. This is a three-day celebration of Australian film and kicking off tonight with a really special one too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, this is our third Bendigo Festival of Australian Film. First two were somewhat affected by COVID, but this one looks like it's probably going to be affected by Elvis, I think. But anyway, so a lot going on this weekend. But yeah, opening night tonight, very exciting for us. The patron, well, the guy who's become the patron of this festival, the iconic Australian director, John Ruane, who most famously directed Death in Brunswick, is coming to introduce and do a Q&A with me on his really acclaimed film, Feathers, from 1987. And it's a very quirky film, and it's a great opportunity to meet the director and get a bit of insight into the film and his life.
Wow, that would be excellent. Now, we're going to do something very special here too. If someone would like to go along, we've got a couple of double passes that we'd love to give away to you. All you need to do is call 5444 1071, 5444 1071. They are for tonight, but you get to see the director, hopefully meet the director, and certainly listen to some question and answers with the director and Martin, which would be very, very exciting.
Yeah, and it's a great film. I saw it just recently in my preparations for this Q&A, and it's a very interesting piece. It's based in rural Victoria. It's basically about a couple that live in the country, and a city couple that visit them for like an evening of dinner and drinks and so on. And it's very quirky, and I think a lot of people will relate to it because of that dynamic of country folk and city folk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's something that we'll all be able to relate to, and it's a great nostalgia trip. You know, you see the old cars and some of the fashions of the 80s and so on, and, yeah, I think everybody will get something out of this film. It starts at 8 o'clock, by the way.
Yeah. Now, walk us through some of the other films, because there are some terrific ones there. Some I know, some I don't, but tell us about some of them. What's the pricing?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, you know, one of the ideas behind the festival and its origins is to present things on the big screen that rarely get shown, and some forgotten favourites and classics from, you know, the past of Australian film. So on Saturday we have a film called Country Life, which is actually an adaptation of Chekhov's great story Uncle Vanya, and it stars Sam Neill and Greta Scacchi. It won 5 AFI awards in 1984, so some acclaim, but a film that not many people know. It's my pick of the festival. My probably close behind that second pick is also on Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock. It's Head On. Very, very poignant and powerful film from 1988, starring Alex Dimitriadis and directed by Anna Kokkinos, and set in Melbourne. And it's about the life of a closeted Greek young man and his journey in that world. So that's a really powerful film, definitely worth seeing. Bit of a Clark Pride favourite for Saturday night. We've got Sunbury. So, you know, Australia's Woodstock, basically.
Yep.
Right from 1972. A lot of people will remember this period and will be very interested to see it again on the big screen if they haven't already. And then on the Sunday, we've got Look Both Ways, highly acclaimed film from 2005. And we've got The Castle, because we like to throw in a favourite, of course, as well. That's at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And one that's selling fast is a new release called Wash My Soul in the River's Flow, which is heavily featuring Archie Roach and Rosie Hunter. So I know a few people that have seen that film, and they said it's amazing. It's selling so fast. In fact, we'll probably bring it back in April, I'd say. Yeah. And that's pretty much the lineup. So something for everyone, lots of different genres, male, female directors, stuff from the 70s right through to today.
So if people want to find out more, obviously starcinema.org.au?
Correct. And it's got a dedicated page, and there's a banner on the homepage where you can just click, find out all the information. You can buy a festival pass to cover the whole weekend and make a real festival of it.
Good on you, Martin. As always, thanks very much. Good luck with the film festival, and we look forward to chatting next week.
I'll let you know how it goes.